This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Speaking of minis, how are we feeling today?
I don't know. I feel like it's dealer's choice.
I feel like it's not. Hold on. I can't even find that category anymore.
Okay, then we need some good news. Like, honestly, we need to balance out what's coming Friday, which, yes, you do have to listen to, even though you now know it's not good news.
Oh, shit. Oh, look, a to be filed. Hold on, I've just got to read some of these. They're all, like, the same topic of to be filed.
Let's pull on. To be filed has taken on a concept of its own.
Yes, but they're all roughly the same stuff. Hold on, let me choose one. No, this is, like, relevant news. I can't do that. Hold on, what were you feeling like again?
Good news. We need some good news in this place.
Good news, okay. Where is Dealer's Choice? It's gone forever.
That's a category, right? I was pretty sure that was one of the new categories.
Oh, there it is. They're all taken.
Okay.
That's why. Okay, let's see. No, can't do that one. No, no. These are all the same. What's this one? Let's do this one. This is a good one. This one's from never heard of it, Tyla.com. And I feel like it's a relevant article, so I don't even care that I've never heard of Tyla.com. I assume they're a completely reputable news source after I'm about to read you this. And this is from May 2024 from Rhiannon Ingle, titled, Avril Lavigne finally addresses bizarre conspiracy theory about body double named Melissa.
No way, I did not know she did that. Oh, that's one of my favorite weird conspiracies.
I know, this could be an episode in itself, but I can't wait. I'm just gonna read this. I saw it and I had to. There are two things the internet absolutely loves. Celebrities and conspiracy theories. You got me there, Rhiannon. That's just a fact. It's no surprise that people were sent into a total frenzy when the two worlds collided in a bizarre conspiracy theory that claimed Avril Lavigne had a body double. Has? Why are we using past tense here? We haven't gotten to the...
Well, I think it's because she addressed it.
Well, not yet.
No, well, she will in the article, but the article is written after she's addressed it, Chelsea, so it is properly in the past tense.
Okay, okay, we mean Avril Lavigne, not Rhiannon. Okay, the skater boy singer, I hope you heard how I distinctly said that differently. You could hear the eight in skater and then boy with the I.
Got eater, yes.
Yeah, singer, boy. Pretty much sound... Pretty much soundtrack the early 2000s. I would beg to differ that, but okay.
Can I just say, that's one of those songs where you can't re-listen to it anymore because it was so overplayed in the early
2000s. It really was.
That is, it's just like requires a violent response, I think. Honestly.
Are you feeling violent right now?
No, because you haven't played the song. You just merely like enunciate it properly.
But some fans genuinely believe she actually died in 2003 and was replaced by a doppelganger named Melissa. Oh, you guys know doppelgangers by now. I'm in the right to say that.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
In short, the theory reckons that Avril decided to hire a body double to stand in for her at public events because she got fed up with celebrity life.
I thought it would have personally been that whole thing with the doppelganger. If you meet each other, you have to kill one.
It's true. We learned all about it. We did learn that. Yep. Then, as the theory claims, the girlfriend, Hitmaker, passed away shortly after the release of her successful first album, Let Go, which came out in 2002 and before 2004's Under My Skin. However, to keep up appearances and continue making profit, the theory claims that the record company decided to hire Melissa as Avril Lavigne on a full-time basis. Avril has since opened up about the speculation on Alex Cooper's Call Her Daddy podcast. It's just funny to me, the 39-year-old revealed. Like, on one end, everyone's like, you look the exact same. You haven't aged a day. But then other people are like, there's a conspiracy theory that I'm not me. She then laughed. Honestly, it's not that bad. It could be worse, right? I feel like I got a good one. I don't feel like it's negative. Nothing creepy. Several then assured fans, obviously I am me. It's so dumb. I think that they've done that with other artists. I'm not the only one. I think, like, other people have that. Alex then told the singer, I'm telling you what's crazy is you haven't aged. I'm staring at you and like I'm picturing you with your auburn hair and I'm like, oh my god, you literally look the same from when you were younger. Well, that settles that then. I would beg to differ, whoever said that, Rihanna or Alex, I'm not sure, because that's exactly what they would say if they were not Avril Lavigne.
Also, that's a little bit of the psychopanthy, I forget.
Oh, no, we're not talking about the Grim Reaper.
No, we're talking about sycophants. I'm just trying to think of the way to say this, and that's how a sycophant would respond to somebody who's saying, like, yeah, I don't look any different. And they're like, yeah, no, you haven't aged a day. Basically, yeah. Brown nosers is a better way to put it. Easier word.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. I've never heard of the other way to put it.
A sycophantic response is how I wanted to say it. Anyhow, that's one. Also, she's fairly fucking rich, so... It's pretty easy to actually kind of look the same your entire life if you're incredibly wealthy. Case in point, what's her name? She played Rachel on Friends. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
She has not aged a freaking day. And actually, she seems to get younger looking as she gets older. And she's like almost 60.
Yeah, no, it's true. And I'm looking at a side-by-side picture and I wouldn't say that she looks the same age. Some people just have good genetics.
Some people also have millions of dollars and can afford to look the exact same age.
Yeah, and like all the makeup and like, what do you call it? You know, the stuff.
Adrenochrome.
Yeah, the blood of virgins.
Yes.
I think that's a good place to end it.
I have one more thing I want to talk about, and this is that whole conspiracy, because this happens with many people, and it's the whole idea with...
Not me.
Sorry, music celebrities who either die or don't want to perform anymore need to be replaced so that the company can keep making money. As if...
Yeah. Britney Spears.
Yeah, like Britney Spears, like the Beatles, with Paul McCartney dying secretly.
Well, there's some good ones.
There's a ton of them. But this is the problem I have with it. If your favorite music celebrity dies, you're not going to stop listening to music. If anything, there's going to be a short-term, incredibly big boom in their music because people are going to download it or buy it very short-term. And in the long-term, it's going to open it up for somebody else who you can take advantage of because they're younger and more naive because they weren't a celebrity before. So somebody in the music industry, why would you want to fake somebody being a celebrity? Like, it's, right. I guess, slightly less work, but also it's a lot of work to replace somebody and not have everybody know about it.
But why even put it that way when there is the option?
Just get a new band because the person's going to listen to music either way?
Yeah.
It's not like because your favorite celebrity dies, you're not going to listen to music anymore.
You could always do what Queen did, too. And just take on Adam Lambert, and then, like, it's not the same at all.
Yeah, turn it into a reality TV show where you replace the person who died, like, In Excess did with, I forget the name of that show, but they did that. They were just as popular as ever for a while there.
Yeah, you don't want to crush your dreams, because I do love these conspiracy theories, and I too...
But the simpler answer is they would just replace the band, and they would make a killing in short-term profits with the person dying or leaving celebritydom.
Yeah, whatever. I think it's...
Okay, well, that's good. And there can only be one. And just like that, we are the only podcast that you are obligated to listen to. So I guess we'll see you in 48 hours. Or we're going to have to deal with this. And I don't want to have to deal with this. You don't want to have to deal with this. Let's just see each other in 48 hours.
I'm confused. Have we been replaced?
No, it's just this is how we go. Bye.